This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
All right, welcome back. Fourth and final hour. Man, this day's gone by fast.
Yeah.
I hope everybody's doing well. If you missed our announcement at the beginning of the show today, please make a point to join us on Wednesday at 3:15. The impossible has now become possible. Despite repeated efforts, we had to go to a third-party source to get us the phone number, but we have achieved it. And I had a long conversation yesterday with Bill Glass, a.k.a. Dr. Rick, who was my partner at the journalism school at KU 31 years ago. We couldn't believe it. And he will be joining us at 3:15. Dr. Rick will join us at 3:15 on Wednesday.
Oh, I've got some questions for the doctor.
Yeah, you are becoming your parents.
Yeah.
Very quickly. What was the latest one over the weekend?
Actually, it's just a continued grievance. Is it
grievance?
Common courtesy to not park at the end of someone's driveway? Across the street, not directly in front of the driveway, but we're talking across the street. But it's a very narrow street.
No, you're parked directly
at the end of my driveway.
You are allowed to park across the street. Now, if I were doing that and it was a narrow street and I had a neighbor across the street, which thankfully I do not, I would like to think that they would scoot up a little bit or scoot back a little bit so it wasn't directly across. But you don't own the street across the street from your house.
That's why I asked if it was a common courtesy.
Let me ask a different question, if I may.
Sure.
Why wouldn't you want them to park across the street but directly in front of your driveway? When you're backing out, once you hit the street, don't you turn?
Well, that's how narrow the street is.
I mean, aren't they all but helping to make sure that you don't hit their car?
So you now have to do a 3-point turn or a 6-point turn to get out.
It takes a while.
Oh, well.
Well, thankfully I back in, so I mean, getting out is a 1-point turn, but backing in is a 2-3.
Oh, you're
process.
A backer inner. I forgot about
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I think since you are new to the neighborhood by days,
yeah,
I would just let that simmer for a little bit.
Another question. Our property extends in front of their driveway. Is it passive aggressive to return the favor?
Because
I know he won't be able to back his other vehicle out. If I park where I'm thinking about parking.
And we're already taking this to the air. I would just, Sam, look, first-time homeowner, I'm just going to give you some advice here. I've had a couple under my belt here. I would just get the lay of the land for a few weeks and maybe.
Oh, I'm just going to deal with it.
Yeah.
I'm just going to deal with it.
Because you don't know what's going on in somebody else's life. Maybe he's on dialysis.
What does that have to do with where he parks his car?
And he needs a quick getaway because they've got some issues going on. Some health issues.
So he parks further from his home?
Sam, I don't know.
He has a driveway.
I'm trying.
Does he not use it?
Well, that's where his other vehicle is. Here's what you don't want.
You do not want to launch a neighborhood feud days after you are the new person in the neighborhood.
I know.
You don't want to. Well, you don't want to launch a feud, period.
Well, look, the guy on The cartoon voice actor just got shot.
King of the Hill.
And killed by his neighbor.
Anyway, that was my question. I don't plan on confronting the guy. I just plan on dealing with it.
Yeah, let's just lay low for a little bit.
That's my question for Dr. Rick.
You haven't even gotten mail at this place yet. Let's just lay low.
How soon, Sam, if I may, until you're running for president of the HOA or something?
Well, if we had one.
You don't have, thank God, for your sake. I'm starting to become very concerned.
I'm blossoming. What do you mean?
He's blossoming in his old age.
Mm-hmm.
If somebody parked their car right across the street from my house, I wouldn't care. I wouldn't care if somebody parked their car on my side of the street in front of my house.
Nah, that would bother me.
I think I'd be like,
what are we doing on my side of the road?
The narrowness of this street.
Well, I don't think my street is much wider. I mean, you can't put a car on one side of the street and a car on the other side of the street and expect me to be able to get my car through there.
My street is so narrow that if two cars are trying to drive in the opposite direction at the same time, one has to go at slow down almost to a stop.
You have to do the you go, then I'll go.
Okay.
All right.
Anyway, I can't wait. I'm gonna have a laundry list.
I'm just going to update this story because you know how mad it makes me. We are not taking calls, but I think any time I can remind everyone that Fusion Spa on State Line Road is still open, mm-hmm. I will take the opportunity to remind you that despite everyone's best efforts, Fusion Spa on State Line Road is still open on the east side of the street, down from the peanut at 128th Street. From the Kansas City Star this afternoon, and our friend Laura Bauer. Leawood man indicted on more counts of sexual assault during massages at KC Spa. Again, it's called Fusion Spa. A Jackson County grand jury has indicted a Leawood man on a total of 5 counts of second-degree sodomy for allegedly assaulting women during massages at a Kansas City spa. The 65-year-old, who already faced 2 counts for alleged assaults in May 2022 and August 2023, was indicted late last week on 3 more. The new counts are related to reported assaults in December of 2022 and April of 2023, though I will remind you they date back, the ones we know of, back to 2017.
How is, and I ask out of ignorance, how is that place still open?
Shut it down.
But the public could shut it down by not giving them business.
At the time of the article, a total of 6 women had already accused him of abuse. 5 of them, I'll remind you, one of them was a student at the University of Kansas, my daughter's age, mm-hmm. who popped in there for a massage with her mother when she was sexually assaulted. grand jury's indicted him on more. Information obtained by the Star shows that this man was never a licensed therapist with the Missouri Board of Therapeutic Massage. He told police, quote, the spa knew he didn't have a license. Not only did the spa know he didn't have a license, they knew that women were running out of there screaming and calling 911.
So, again, I go back to the simple answer is, instead of the city or the state getting involved in shutting them down, the public, if it would inform itself, could shut them down tomorrow by not giving them any business.
So there are a couple of businesses that I do support, great little small mom-and-pop businesses in that general vicinity. Mm-hmm. And every time I'm over there to get a pair of pants hemmed or grab my favorite sandwich at the Peanut or maybe get my nails done, like, there are great businesses over there. I always look to see if they're open. Sometimes they are, sometimes they're not. And if there's a woman anywhere in the vicinity going into there, I will stop what I'm doing and tell them, you know that at least 6 women have come forward who have been sexually assaulted inside that property.
What is it with,
like,
that?
I'm now a rogue. Okay. Get out of my way. I have made it my mission to warn women about Fusion Spa on State Line Road.
Are you a public informer?
I am.
Okay. Now, let me ask you this, and I'm not going to name it because I don't remember the exact allegations against it, but I think I do. What is it with that general area?
Right.
With spas in that general area around 120, let's say just roughly from 120th to 135th Street and State Line Road, because there was another spa. This one was on the Kansas side of the state
across
line.
The street.
Yes.
We on vacation.
We on vacation.
For life.
you on vacation because the feds raided your establishment and shut it down.
And found that there were some things going on in there that they argued the feds did should not be going on in there. And that was right across the street from where Fusion is right now, if I'm not mistaken.
So you understand geography well more than I do, but I super, super understand state line geography because I used to live over there.
Yep.
That happened on the Kansas side of state line.
Yes.
And in that case, Kansas authorities, Leawood, the feds, all of them got together and said, we're not going to allow this, shut it down. And within days, the place was shut down. Mm-hmm. In Missouri, it is my understanding.
It was called King's Spa.
Yep, without a conviction,
yeah,
which is going to take some time for this to wind through the courts, despite the fact that the grand jury's handed up more indictments on this. Yep. Without a conviction, there is nothing written in the law that gives anyone any teeth or power to move in and shut it down. Now, I would argue the building's owner has a responsibility to kick them out, but it would not preclude them at this point from popping up somewhere else and opening their business somewhere else.
But can you just cancel somebody's lease based on allegations? Or I don't know how the...
I would love to know the answer to that question,
I don't
Scott.
Know how leasing laws work in the state of Missouri, much less the state of Kansas.
If it's your building and 911 has been called there multiple times and now you have this indictment,
yep,
you can't tell me you don't know that this is going on. One of the victims worked three doors down.
913-586-7798, 586-7798, here on Dana and Parks.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Health and wellness influencer Janelle Roner is receiving backlash.
You think?
After revealing that she's been taking medication for her weight loss.
Mm-hmm.
The 37-year-old, who has 5.2 million followers on TikTok, said in a YouTube video posted on April 23rd that she's been using GLP-1, quote, as a tool in her weight loss journey after various other methods had not worked.
And why do you want to share with our listeners that this is a problem?
She says, and I quote, over the last year, I've decided to make some new choices in my health.
She lied.
I started working with a doctor, and we did decide to add a GLP-1 to my plan.
She lied. She was telling all of her followers that she lost all of this weight using red bell peppers instead of sandwich bread. And people followed her. They were like, okay, maybe if I use red bell peppers instead of sandwich bread, I'll be 96 pounds too. Huh. Why can't you just be honest?
Are you talking to me?
No, these weight loss influencer people. There was another one. There's a whole documentary about one of them.
Money, I think, is more than
vanity.
That swore
she was doing all this stuff. Then there's another guy out there that said he ate only raw meat, and he was steroiding the entire time.
That was the Liver King.
The Liver King. Yes, all of these people are lying.
I hate when these influencers turn out to be liars, because it kills the progress that we make in the real
correct
world with dieting. Lifestyle changes, habit changes.
You will pry Wegovy out of my cold, dead, thin hands. Just tell people that's what you're doing. Just don't lie about it. Why? Like, why does anyone care? You would still be an influencer with 5 million followers.
No, you wouldn't.
Ding-a-ling.
No,
yes,
you wouldn't.
She would be. She already had the followers. Why not? Why lie to everybody? But
because if they find out that it's not really the lifestyle that you're living, the healthier eating, the exercising, and they realize that you're, and I'm not going to say using GLP-1 is cheating.
It's
not. But what you're really doing is, you know, paying all this money for these semaglutide medications.
Yeah.
You're not going to have 5.2 million TikTok followers anymore. You're going to have maybe 1 million.
Well, you're certainly not going to have 5 million followers if you lie about it the entire time. Don't you remember?
She had 5 million because she was lying.
Don't you remember Suzanne Summers, who sold the Thighmaster, which for those of you who are too young, my God, I don't even want to tell you to Google it, but you can.
I have many fond memories of those commercials.
It was this contraption, and she was...
Those commercials are blocked in Kansas.
In this very skinny, little, tight leotard, and she would go, with her thighs.
Oh,
and she told everybody, all you have to do to look like me is squeeze your thigh, and you can do it at work. You can take it to your desk. And I'm just going to tell you, it's a very phallic looking thing. And when you're doing it, it's not the kind of thing you would take to the office, because you would look like a pervert if you were doing it. So here's Suzanne Summers, and she's, you know, 96 pounds. She sells like a trillion thigh masters, makes like a bajillion dollars. And then one day, she goes and, you know, she's getting a little nip and a tuck and like sucks some of her fat out. Like, okay, it gets harder, ladies, once we hit menopause, right? People were furious because they thought if all I did was take the Thighmaster home and go,
what does it sound like
I'm
when
eating
one
a
uses
TV
it
dinner
again?
And watching Wheel of Fortune, that I'm going to look like Suzanne Summers. Newsflash, you ain't.
But it's sad because what this influencer was peddling on her social media channel that made her so popular was probably taking very big steps in the right direction.
For a lot of people, sure.
But it was a slower process than she wanted, because she thought if she didn't get thin in whatever, 6 weeks, 6 months, whatever it takes, that she was going to be failing in her efforts. And now everything else that she said that was probably actually pretty good advice has been dismissed.
How do you get them?
I used to do aerobics till I dropped. Then I found Thighmaster. Every single time you squeeze Thighmaster, you strengthen and tone right where you need it. So it's easy to squeeze your way to shapely hips and thighs.
I thought I'd never fit into these jeans again. Thank you, Thighmaster.
I recommend it and use it.
The secret to shapely thighs is exercising these muscles with just the right resistance. This balanced resistance coil is designed to give you results quickly and comfortably. Want to tone your upper chest and arms? Thighmaster will give you excellent results.
Okay.
Thighmaster. Okay. We may not have been born with great legs, but now we can look like we were.
No. Okay, stop. First of all, yes, she was born with great legs. It's Suzanne Summers. She literally launched something into our lexicon called Jiggle TV. Look it up. And it wasn't her thighs that were jiggling, if you know what I mean.
No, I don't. Can you explain?
The look on her face
you not
as she is squeezing that thing between her. She's going,
There was a reason men watched those commercials.
Yeah.
And it wasn't the Thighmaster.
Look up how much money they made on the Thighmaster. I mean, it is something obscene.
Is she still alive?
I think she just passed.
Within the last couple of years.
Yeah, yeah, I thought so too.
I mean, hold please. Here we go. Suzanne Summers is estimated to have made around $300 million from the Thighmaster because she and her husband owned 100% of the Thighmaster brand. They sold approximately 15 million, quote, units at $20 a pop. And that does not account, by the way, for the Thighmaster Gold or the Thighmaster toning system.
She passed, by the way, October of 2023. And when you search her name on Google, there are side-by-side images. And you can see the direct evidence of
the Thighmaster did not make Suzanne Summers look the way she did. It just didn't. Now, could it help you? I'm sure it didn't hurt her. I think bajillions of Americans thought it would because you want to look like Suzanne Summers. Come on. Part of me thinks the whole thing is a scam and certain people should be charged with fraud. And then part of me thinks if you think that you're going to bring home that ding-a-ling thing and do the with your legs and you're going to wake up and look like Suzanne Summers, that's kind of on you.
It could be part of your wellness plan.
Well, but if you were to do that every day for 4 years, it would have a positive impact. The problem is discipline.
Sam, I don't know. I don't know that. What have you seen the contraption?
I have.
I don't know that that's the answer to America's ailments.
If it's sitting on the couch and eating Doritos or Thighmaster, you're going to get a better result.
People were sitting on the couch and eating Doritos. They were just doing it while going with that thing. It is just the
noise
dumbest
keeps changing.
Thing
it really does, doesn't
invented,
it?
And they made $300 million on that thing.
Well, fools and their money are easily parted. That's a fact.
The Thighmaster was much better than the shake weight, okay?
Don't get me started on the shake weight.
What is the purpose of the shake
Looking weight? Like you should register on the sex offender registry. Just
we're late.
Just register. Just register as a sex offender if you use that.
What?
All of the actors in that commercial should register.
Oh, it was my favorite when all of the news anchors were doing it. They were like, yeah, the new fangled.
That is exactly what it looked like.
That is
like.
Unnecessary.
Well, I feel
violated.
It is unnatural and you should feel violated.
When you do the shake weight.
Would you please not do that again?
Someone probably made $300 million on that thing. Do you know how no one ever should use that in a public setting? Ever.
913.
Now you stop.
913-586-7798. 586-7798 here on Dana and Parks.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
So we have an update on the house explosion out of Gladstone over the weekend.
I knew it. I hate to say I knew it. Uh-huh. And I just knew it.
You said it earlier. And you're right. The deadly explosion that completely leveled that home on Northeast 74th Terrace was likely caused by fireworks. Fireworks. And they have identified the person that they pulled from the rubble, who was also found with two dogs that didn't make it. Richard Adams Sr., 86.
Wow.
86 years old.
Not the image I got when I first read the description.
Building,
what do you mean?
Listen to this real quick.
I thought it was a much younger man.
I did too. Amid demolition efforts, the city said building inspectors are going door to door to check for possible structural damage to any neighboring homes. That process was expected to be completed by the end of today. If you don't live in the area, they're saying you have to stay out because it looks like a bomb went off, because it did. In a news conference this afternoon, city officials said the explosion is going to cost the city at least $20,000. I knew it's June. We start seeing, as soon as they said this isn't gas,
yeah,
I said to Sam, this is going to be fireworks. We start seeing these stories every year before the 4th of July.
Why? But that's with a house that catches on fire, or a portion of the house is blown away from the rest of the house. This house was completely destroyed. And I'm going to ask what everybody else is thinking in their cars. Why does an 86-year-old man have enough firepower that right. he leveled his...
Is it possible it belonged to a relative, Scott?
Maybe.
That was storing them there or making them there?
It also doesn't typically go up at one time, causing that massive explosion. When the warehouses on fire.
You are thinking that these are normal commercial-grade fireworks, and I've covered news in this town to tell you that's not the first way I read this.
It's a bunch of boxes of gunpowder, effectively.
I'm telling you, we see this every year.
That house is gone.
That if not commercial grade, this is going to, my guess, based on the stories we've covered in the past, this is going to be the components to make
right.
illegal fireworks. And maybe, Scott, he is a completely innocent victim at age 86.
It might
in
be
all
somebody else's house. You're right.
And he was staying there, or a nephew or a cousin or someone, because I'm with
86
Sam.
86 seems to be a little old.
I'm with Sam. This is usually a guy in his, 20 to 40 range. It's not my thing. You know, fireworks are not my thing. And this is why that entire neighborhood is now possibly damaged.
Did you see the video from a couple blocks away from the Ring doorbell in that one home?
I saw the one homeowner. It's just raining down debris.
But this is from like a block away. You can't actually see the house. What you see is the camera from, like I said, a block or more away shaking. And then you see the explosion coming up over the tree line through some people's backyards. Now, Sam, to the story you have.
Yes. Yeah. Let's take us to North Chelsea Avenue and Independence Avenue.
Okay.
That is where on Friday night around 6:30 p.m., a man was driving a Ford F-450 down the street when an individual walked up to the vehicle that was stopped at a red light and opened fire on it. He shot the truck multiple times.
Oh, God.
Sorry, he didn't walk up to it. He was in another vehicle. My apologies. The truck drove away. The shooter followed. Truck got home, parked, went inside, and then there was a knock at the door. It was the shooter.
Oh!
Who wanted to apologize. He said, "My bad. I thought you were Moses."
Sorry?
He then walked back to his vehicle, a silver sedan, hopped in, drove away.
He opened fire on some guy in traffic.
Yep.
Then followed the guy home, who was presumably going in to call 911.
I would assume so.
Then knocked on the door and said, "Sorry, bruh, thought you were someone else."
Yep. No, thought you were Moses, his friend.
Thought you were Moses. That's why I was shooting at you.
You're not.
This individual is now charged with unlawful use of a weapon, armed criminal action, aggravated
fleeing.
Good.
They caught him? Good.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
Sorry, man.
Sure, the victim just grabbed the license plate as he drove away.
This is why I go home at night now and we watch the Royals game if they're on, and tonight they are not, and we watch animal videos if they're not. I turn on Our Planet. We're watching an underwater video now.
Oh,
narrated. Happens to be narrated by Barack Obama. It's very soothing. Okay. Watch some seals. Well, it's very soothing unless you're a seal getting eaten by an orca. That was kind of devastating. But for the most part, very soothing.
Do they throw the
because
seal in the
town
air?
This town is crazy. And I love this city with all of my heart. But you all are crazy.
Did the orca say, "My bad, bro, thought you were Moses"?
My bad, bro, thought you were Moses.
Do they throw in the air?
Uh-huh, they do. Speaking of explosion, what happened with the volcano that exploded? Did you guys see this? It's not funny. There was a volcano that exploded. People are running for cover. This is the other thing I will never do on vacation is go, let's go to an active volcano that has not blown in 200 years, and we'll roll the dice. We'll see what is happening. It is Europe's Mount Etna. Look this up.
Oh, I have that story.
Etna. She sounds so nice, doesn't she? It's Etna.
It's in Italy.
What possibly could go wrong? Photos and video show people on the volcano fleeing for their lives as smoke and ash rise into the sky and began moving down the mountain.
It's on the island of Sicily.
Beautiful.
Mm-hmm. The ash plumes rose 4 miles into the sky.
My God.
Beautiful.
Did you guys hear about this Ukraine drone attack on Russia overnight? This is the stuff of spy novels. So it's been Operation Spiderweb, I think they called it. It's been 18 months in the making.
Okay.
Follow me here. One of the drone attacks occurred closer to Japan than Ukraine.
Oh.
So what the Ukrainians apparently did was they got these big trucks, loaded the bed of the truck, or loaded the container part of the truck with a bunch of boxes with each one had a drone inside of it.
Okay.
They drive, the Ukrainians somehow, some way, drive these trucks into Russia and leave them abandoned outside of Russian air bases.
Just leave them.
Including one that was so far to the east, it was in Siberia, north of Mongolia. Okay? At the exact same moment, the tops of the trucks open up. Then the boxes or containers open up, and each drone has its own pilot back in Ukraine.
Okay.
They fly these drones onto these air bases in Russia. Okay, keep in mind, somebody had to drive these trucks there and then get the hell out.
Yep.
Right? Before you get caught. And then they flew these drones into a bunch of Russian bombers.
So Ukraine's top military folks reported Sunday that this covert strike destroyed more than a third of all Russian missile carriers.
Correct.
More than 40 aircraft are known to have been hit.
And there was one commentator, it's absolutely brilliant. And there was one commentator on, I think it was CNN earlier today, he said, think about this. With each Russian plane that they destroyed, planes that Russia is using to drop bombs indiscriminately on Ukraine, what Ukraine built for $3,000 destroyed a plane that cost Russia $300 million.
Oh, it's billions of dollars in damage.
Oh, yeah.
117 drones were used in the covert operation.
Each with their own pilot back in the Ukraine, or in Ukraine. I mean, it's absolutely brilliant. And each container opened at the exact same time.
Yeah, that's stuff out of like Mission Impossible.
Yes. Isn't it? Yes. Good for them. 913-586-7798. 586-7798 here on Dana and Parks. No, this isn't Atlantic Star, Dana.
I requested Always by Atlantic Star, and I would like to hear it.
You've been singing it all day.
I have heard enough, actually. I was trying to make a doctor's appointment earlier today and couldn't even hear the lady on the other end of the line.
I was singing it so loud that our boss came out and was like, what is going on?
Yeah.
Here's what happened. Michael and I, of michaelmackey.com, went and we emceed an event together on Friday night after the memorial service that I was telling you about. Mm-hmm. And he and I had not worked together in a while. We had a blast doing it. But someone took a still photo of Michael and I up on stage together, and I am looking at him with a microphone in my hand, and I'm in mid-sentence, and he is staring down at me with sort of a puzzled look on his face, and he is, like, he's listening to what I'm saying. But in that snapshot of a moment, it looks like we are performing the world's cheesiest duet. It is one
would
of
it
my
be always
it
by
would be. It is one of my
Atlantic
favorite
Star?
Photos of Michael and I of all time because it is so funny.
And remember, it's Star with two R's, not one.
Of course it is. I grew up in the 80s. Do you want to slow skate?
No, not right now. If you missed the news, we are very excited. On Wednesday at 3:15 in the afternoon, we will be joined by an old friend of mine.
Hats off.
Looking forward to that. So Bill Glass, a.k.a. Dr. Rick, is going to be joining us on Wednesday at 3:15. A lion apparently killed a man at a luxury lodge in the remote northwest of Namibia, according to authorities.
Oh.
The victim, identified by local media as well-known businessman Bernd Kebel, was camping with other tourists at the tented resort when the early morning tragedy unfolded.
Oh, God.
Kebel, who is 59, was camping with his wife and friends when he was attacked by the lion. He was attacked when he stepped out of his tent to use...
Yeah, he was on his way to the bathroom.
Correct. Other campers managed to scare off the lion, but Kebel was already dead by then. Police were attending the scene, and a full report will be submitted in due course.
Oh. Investigating police say there was not much he could have done to fend off the attack.
It says here, desert-adapted lions roam the remote northwest of the country, which is, by the way, on the far southwest of Africa, where mountains and sand dunes meet. In 2023, authorities estimated that there were 60 adults and more than a dozen cubs, but their numbers have dipped in recent months following a drought-induced drop in prey.
This is sad. Kebel was known as an avid supporter of wildlife in the area, Scott. He donated enormous sums of money to protect the area's lion population. Mm. So much so that one adult male lion was named in his honor.
Huh. Okay. The new trailer for Happy Gilmore 2 has just dropped.
Yes, please.
Comes out in theaters on July 25th.
We had talked about getting a theater and renting it out with a buddy of mine who runs one of those golf simulator places, gives lessons, and getting all of our listeners to come with us to watch Happy Gilmore. I still think we should do that.
Well, that'd be fun.
Would be so much fun.
This is an all-star cast. Travis Kelce, Bad Bunny, Ben Stiller, Ken Jennings, Stephen A. Smith,
half
Eminem,
the PGA Tour,
Post Malone, Becky Lynch.
There are cameos with Scottie Scheffler, Ricky Fowler.
Wow.
They, during the, Full Swing documentary on Netflix, opens up with all of the golfers on the set shooting that film.
Huh. Cincinnati Red Star, Eli De La Cruz, played with a heavy heart yesterday. But that's what he wanted to do after learning of the death of his sister right before the game started. De La Cruz hit a two-run homer, scored two runs in Cincinnati's 7-3 loss to the Cubs. The 23-year-old shortstop insisted, even after learning that his sister had passed, that he wanted to play on this in the Sunday game.
The Do team, it for her.
Yeah, and he hits a home run, and he puts his hand to his heart, and then when he gets to home plate, he makes the shape of a heart with his with his hands and looks up to heaven. Said the team's manager, "We care so much about playing a game and winning, but in a hurry, you're reminded of what's really important. So I think everybody kind of kept their head on a swivel with him today, just trying to take care of him."
Yeah.
And apparently, Sam, you printed this story off. There's infrared contact lenses that enable humans to see in the dark.
No.
Yes, they are working on it in, I think it's in China. Yes. The human eye can only perceive a small section of the spectrum, the light spectrum, approximately the range between 400 and 700 nanometers. I have no idea what I just read. But researchers in eastern China are developing a contact lens that converts infrared light into visible light, enabling humans to see in the dark.
No, every burglar in every town is going to get their hands on a pair of those things.
Well, they do sell night vision goggles, so if you're a burglar.
Thank you, Sam.
Would you like
regret
to
this already.
Slow skate?
Girl, no. You are to me.
We got
to
run. You're
what
welcome,
if you have
Kansas City.
And they turn the lights on?
It's going to be real bright.
Are you
real
blind
fast.
Automatically?
Maybe. Corneal implosion.
We got to run. Wow. On behalf of our producer today, the finest man in these United States, the great Sam Stevie III, my good friend and co-host Dana Wright, my name is Scott Parks. And God willing, we're back tomorrow. God, this song. We're back tomorrow at 2 o'clock.
I
have a great
this.
Night.
I do. I'm sorry.
Be safe, be well, and be good to one another. Good night.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.